Scottish paper revamp ignores huge Scottish industry. This is an audio recording of a blog post made on contently-manage.com. The Sunday Herald in Scotland was revamped at the weekend, and for the most part it was very, very good. Some very nice articles, some good insight. But one thing struck me as incredibly odd when looking through the arts section. There were book reviews, film reviews, pages on fashion and music, but nothing at all on computer games. And in Scotland, that's quite a bizarre omission, not just from the acceptance that games are no longer just for children, but also because in Scotland, gaming is a huge industry. It's a huge business. This is 2011, the year after real-time worlds collapsed with the problems over APB, and that was mainstream news. Gaming is still on the rise as well. The UK and Scotland have some great gaming journalists, Robert Florence. There's two Dave Cooks, Brian Baglow, Kieran Gillen, the team from Video Guiding. There's a lot out there. There's a lot of good heavyweight reading, you know, treating games as seriously as the latest, you know, paperbacks, hardbacks, or, you know, pieces of art, and many of them can be art. It's a very strange omission, especially for a newspaper wanting to try and reach out and grab new readers. This could have been a great chance to do so, but it seems to be an opportunity missed. But who knows? There's always next week's edition. In the meantime, thank you for listening.